coming up on episode number 1336. This is a performer that I'm really surprised I haven't done a cover story for before, but she's turning 40 in a couple weeks, and because December is almost always completely mapped out with Coverville countdowns, Christmas cover episodes, I wanted to get this one in soon because I've never been able to get to her before. I'm talking about Christina Aguilera. She's turning 40 later this month, so it's time for a Christina Aguilera cover story. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. My name is Brian Abbott. Yes, it is the Christina Aguilera cover story. A lot of covers of and by Christina Aguilera, not just stuff that she's released on her own solo stuff, but also things that songs where she's played a part, where she's been the featured performer. You got to stretch things a little bit. Even a cover of a cover. Yes, it's going to get all very confusing. Plus, something that you'll be surprised to hear me do on an episode of Coverville is play a song that on paper I would have dismissed. I'm not a fan of the screaming vocals, but later on in the show, you're going to hear me actually include a song in the show that's got some screaming vocals because I think it really works and it really adds something to the song. Are you ready for all of this? Let's get started. Black Ingvars is a band that, much like the Black Sweden, which combines heavy metal songs with ABBA, Black Ingvars does the same thing with kind of a Led Zeppelin sound. Not even kind of. It's not even vague. Let's get right to this. From their album Kids Super Hits, that's right, Kids Super Hits, here is their song, here's their cover of Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle with some major Led Zeppelin vibes.
Waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips, someone kisses my
Yeah, that is. Hold on.
Because your grace sold me out of shame.
There, little bonus there, right there. The Animal and Me with a cover of Fighter, featuring Cole Roland, who I believe is the screamer on that one. Like I said at the top of the show, I'm usually not a fan of that type of music. Almost always, I'm not a fan of that type of music. For whatever reason, it really works for that song because it's Fighter. It seems appropriate. And I know the original well enough to know the meaning of it is amplified by the screaming. So there you go. Me and my son probably both like that song. The Animal and Me with their cover of Fighter. That was a single they released back in 2018. Christina Aguilera featuring Big Elf with a cover of John Lennon's Mother. What a great version that is, and she really belts it out like she can do. That one from the Amnesty International Tribute for Darfur, Instant Karma, which came out in 2007. Elvis Costello with a cover of Beautiful, that one from the soundtrack to House MD TV show. That soundtrack came out in 2007, and that one song is the whole reason I bought the album. Completely. It's a good album, but come on, I bought it for that one song. And Black Ingvar's at the top of that set with Kashmir. No, I'm kidding. It's Genie in a Bottle, originally by Christina, recorded for their album Kids Super Hits. Let's get to another set. Now, this is, it's funny because this is normally a song that gets played on the Christmas Covers episode, and certainly a song that in recent years has come under a lot of fire, rightfully so, because of the questionable content and intentions of its narrator, of its singers. But it's a great version. Teaming up with her voice co-star, former voice co-star, CeeLo Green, for his 2012 CeeLo's Magic Moment, here's Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold out there.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
Every night
I'll hold your hands, but just like I,
my mother will start to worry.
You are the fool, what's your hurry?
And floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So lead me, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
worry. Oh, baby, just have
why
a drink
don't
more.
Why put some records on while
then
I pour?
And the neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
dress?
No cabs to be had out there. I'll take your hat, your head.
Oh, I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Now, baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold.
Dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Whoa. Look out that window. Whoa. At that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden's mind is
vicious. Gosh, your lips look delicious.
Maybe just
such a blizzard.
Hey, oh, I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lay me a coat.
I mean, it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand. How could you do this thing to me?
There's room to be tall.
Oh,
yeah.
Feeling so small, yeah.
It was over my head. I know nothing at all. And I will stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to grow. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Swallow my pride. You're the one that I love, and I'm saying goodbye. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. And anywhere I would have followed you. Oh, say something, I'm giving up on you. Say something.
The beautiful voice of Jasmine Thompson. Just love, love, love her voice. She put that out on an album in 2014 called Another Bundle of Tantrums. It's a song called Say Something, which was performed originally by Great Big World, featuring Christina on vocals, guest vocals. Gorgeous. The original's gorgeous, too, and I really, really love Jasmine's voice. Just honey smooth. Can't Hold Us Down, which was originally by Christina Aguilera with Lil' Kim, if I remember. Scuffin' Burlesque with their cover of that one, from an all-burlesque tribute to Christina Aguilera. Yeah, what's really cool is the cover of Beautiful on that album sounds like the song from Hamilton by King George. The You'll Be Back, I think is what it's called. It's crazy. Go listen to it. Find it online. Listen to it. It's you could mash up the two songs so easily and it would be perfect. Moves Like Jagger. That was Bananarama from their 2012 album Now or Never. Great cover of that song. That was Maroon 5 featuring Christina. And then CeeLo Green and Christina from CeeLo's Magic Moment Christmas album from 2012. That's Baby, It's Cold Outside. And slowly, that song, we're just going to see less and less and less of it. I'm joined by a cat. A cat just joined me for the show. How nice. Till she starts knocking stuff off my desk, which will happen in 3, 2, 1. All right, one last set of music. And, you know, we've done the duets. Let's go ahead and do a mashup here. I love it when musicians take two songs, mash them up together. You kind of heard that earlier with that cover of Genie in a Bottle that had a little bit of Led Zeppelin in it. Well, let's combine our Christina with Destiny's Child for a song performed by Keane for BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge Volume 2 back in 2007. Here's them combining Bootylicious and Dirty for a song called Dirtylicious.
Handle this. Oh, I'm overdue. Give me some room. check the room. DJ spinning, show your hands. Let's get dirty, that's the jam. I need that to get me off, sweating till my clothes come off. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. I don't think you're ready for this. Is my body too put delicious for you? Back home, can you handle this? Edith, can you handle this? Scott Mills, can you handle this? I don't think you can handle this. Drop your cups, body's packed, front to back. Now move your ass, I like that. Tight hip huggers, low for sure. Shake a little something on the floor. I need that to get me off, sweating till my clothes come off. Maximum, oh, oh, here we go. What to do when the music starts to drop? And that's when we take it to the parking lot. And I bet you somebody's gonna call the cops. Oh, oh, here we go. Oh yeah, Joe Wiley.
I wouldn't. Off on the street, she said, "Hello, Hedgehog, oh, you wanna give it a go? Gitchy, gitchy, aye, gitchy, gitchy here. Mocha, chocolata, bring your lady marmalade."
Understand. Yeah, it's lucky for me you understand what a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. So confused, I ran away just to hide it all from you. But you knew me better than I knew myself. They say if you love something, let it go. If it comes back, it's yours. That's how you know it's what keeps you, it's for sure. And you're ready, you're willing to give me more. Yeah, you're ready, you're willing to give me more than what a girl wants. Sets you free, and I'm thanking you for knowing exactly what a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms, and I'm thanking you for giving it to me. What a girl needs, you're my air flow when I can't breathe, you're my heart when I let go.
What a Girl Wants, performed by the writer or co-writer of the song, Shelly Piken, from her album that came out this year, 2.0, etc. That is What a Girl Wants. Before that, Palast Orchestra, Mitch Scheinensänger, Max Raab. Yes, Max Raab and the Palast Orchestra with Lady Marmalade. Now, don't worry, I know, it's La Belle originally, sure, but it was such a big hit for Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Mia, and Pink that I had to include a cover of it on this show as well. And I tried to pick one that really evoked or mirrored a lot of the elements of the modern version of Lady Marmalade as compared to the original La Belle classic. The Penny Loafers with an a cappella cover of Hurt. They are University of Penn College a cappella band. Really, really good stuff. And we'll start off with Keane with their cover of Dirtylicious, their cover of Destiny's Child mixed with Christina Aguilera's Dirty. Yeah, for me, seriously, Keane can do no wrong. There was a little bit of debate whether or not that was a good cover in the chat room. I stand behind it. It was a very good cover, and anyone who disagrees with me is wrong. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you had a great holiday, and hope you're doing well in this holiday season. Stay safe. Make sure you take care of yourself and everyone around you. If you want to get in touch with me, email me requests at coverville.com is the email address to use. You can visit the website. That is coverville.com. You're going to find a backlog of all of the previous episodes of the show. You can listen to any one you want. Just do a little search. Maybe you have a particular artist you like or a genre, a style. You can do a search and find episodes that really meet the kind of criteria you're looking for, or you can just subscribe and get them all. As a matter of fact, you can even get more by joining the Coverville Patreon. That's patreon.com/Coverville. And not only do you get all these episodes you're listening to right now that are on the regular feed, you get bonus episodes. Every week you get a new episode of Guess the Connection because I love you. And that's what you get when I love you. That's going to do it for this edition. Coming up this month, we've got Paul Westerberg and the Replacements next week, Christmas covers, and of course our two-part Coverville Countdown, counting down the best covers that came out in this horrible, horrible year. We'll be back next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.